how to test Facebook ads the right way. We're gonna leverage machine learning and the scientific method to be very specific and have purpose with our testing so that we can make ads that never fatigue and ads that can spend 5, 6, 7 figures and that we can rely on to scale our business and ultimately bring in projectable results so that we can acquire profitable customer journeys at will. That is what we're here to do. Let's get to it. So first off, what is a Facebook ad? This sounds really basic, but most people get it wrong. Facebook ads are just organic content that you're paying to show to more people. There is literally no difference between a Facebook ad and something you post organically, other than you are deciding to spend money on it. And that's really important because remember, ads make their own audience. Organic content and paid content runs on the same engine inside of Facebook. The other thing we have to understand because ads make their own audiences is that our creative controls our CPA and does the targeting for us. So we want to understand, do we need to be more efficient versus do we want to scale our spend? Do we want to target new people or do we want to target the same people but better? That's what creative testing is all about. Here are 5 tips to make the absolute best Facebook ads that will let you scale with confidence and stable results. Number 1, use clear and compelling headlines. Remember, the eyeball goes to the headline after it looks at the creative. This is the second thing that somebody sees. It's the first thing they do to evaluate what you are showing them after you've stopped the scroll and earned their attention. It needs to give context to the creative that you've shown them. And ultimately, this should drive interest for engagement and ultimately a click with intent. That is what it is all about. So use clear and compelling headlines to give context and overcome objections. That is how you make an ad that will crush. Tip number 2, use high quality images and videos. This should go without saying, but remember, your ads are the very first impression you're going to have with your target consumer. So make sure that impression is good. You don't get the chance to make a second one. Just like in the real world, if the first time I meet you, I haven't showered and I'm wearing torn clothes that are dirty and I smell bad, do you think you're going to have respect for me? Versus, I walk into a room and you know I'm the guy that over the last 10 years has driven over $1 billion in revenue and regularly helped brands go from 7 to 9 figures. You're going to treat me differently. You're going to think about me differently. You need to instill respect with your images and video. Tip number 3, your copy. There are really 2 ways of going about it. Number 1, keep it short and to the point. Most people aren't going to read it. Remember, the copy, the little words above the image or video are the third thing that somebody looks at when they stop the scroll. Remember, the average person swipes the height of the Eiffel Tower on a daily basis. Your job is to stop and earn their attention. They look at the image or video. Then they go to the headline. Then they go to that primary text, the words above. Now, side note, you don't even need words there. But if you are going to put words there, remember, they should be short and to the point so that you're not wasting somebody's time and you get in that impression everything that you need that person to know. Or go very long form to tell a story and give context. You'll often see people put in full reviews and links to other information. You can either choose to be concise or use that time to overcome objections and show more value. Tip number 4, use action-oriented language. Don't be passive in your communication. Tell people what they're gonna get, what they can expect, and address their needs and pain points directly. You don't have time to have a conversation. You're not there in person. It's an ad on the internet. It's a billboard in the sky. It's a commercial on television. You don't have the opportunity to go back and forth. So make sure that you use that time to say everything that you need to and make sure that shows value to the person that is seeing it. Tip number 5, test different creatives to see which performs best. And remember, there's no such thing as the best format. There's no such thing as the right kind. UGC might work for some people, product images might work for somebody else. What matters the most is how you actually communicate most honestly with your customers. What feels like your brand? What is most consistent with their consumer journey after the click? What's most consistent after the first purchase? Remember, the best advertisers have a blend of videos and images, testimonials, UGC, product shots. Your ads are going to make their own audiences. There should be some overlap and some incremental value to each one. And understand that because you're throwing all of your ads in one ad set targeting broad with a one campaign ad account setup, your ads are gonna be both prospecting and retargeting. And ultimately, there's no such thing as a prospecting ad. Because the first time somebody sees an ad from you, it's because they look like they have shown interest in other people's content from your competitors. Ads make their own lookalike groups and interest groups, and they're going to leverage Facebook's machine learning to make sure the right person sees your content. Let's go over the three best practices for testing your ad creatives. I just want to take a moment and say, first off, thank you so much for your time. I know you can be literally anywhere on the internet right now, and you've chosen to be here. If you're enjoying these videos, please go ahead and hit the like button and subscribe. It means the world. And drop a comment with anything else you'd like for me to cover in the next video. Step number one, only ever test with dynamic creatives. Remember, when you build out individual post IDs and run them all against each other, they're all competing with each other and cannibalizing the data set and the opportunity. Far too many people say, launch 10 ads and see what gets the most spend or the best click-through rate or the best CPC. None of that matters. In a dynamic creative, every single iteration is complementary, and Facebook is able to use all of that information so that the best ads get the most spend. Step number two, always use the 3-2-2 method with your dynamic creatives. That's three creatives, two sets of copy, and two headlines of the same concept to accomplish the same business objective. This reduces the amount of iterations and allows Facebook to be the most actionable with the data that it sees and for you to have the best amount of insight into what works and what doesn't. Part three, only test to improve efficiency or reach. Because we're using dynamic creatives with the 3-2-2 method against our best performing ads in a control ad set, in a CBO targeting only broad, the purpose of that creative test is merely to either make a better version of one of the ads that we have so that we can target those customers more efficiently, or to reach new people because all of our ads do targeting and we want to scale the amount of people that we reach. That is the purpose of every test. We're either improving a control element or creating a new one. Anything else is a waste of your time and money. And that is a huge liability to your success. Here are the five most common mistakes to avoid with your ad creatives. Number one, using low quality images and videos. Remember, this is your first impression with somebody. Make it count. Number two, making a whole bunch of ads that appeal to the same person. If you have UGC that appeals to the right customer and you make 30 more of them, they're all going to do well at the expense of the other one that worked. And you're gonna test more and more over and over again. And as soon as you have a new winner, the old one's gonna die. Your ad fatigue is happening because you're trying to solve the same problem over and over and over again. Instead of saying, I solved this problem, let me go solve something else of more value. Number three, being too salesy or spammy in your ad copy. I can't tell you how many people I see teaching how to do Facebook ads that are direct response hard sale marketers, and their entire preach is all about how your ad copy should sell the product. Do you know when you're being sold? Do you want to listen to anybody trying to sell you something? Then why are you putting that in your ad copy? Common mistake number four, being way too unclear about the product or service. If I don't know what you're trying to sell me, why should I care? And if I don't care, I'm never gonna buy. Common mistake to avoid number five, not targeting the right audience with your ads. Remember, your ads do all of the targeting. We are not using interest groups or lookalikes or custom audiences. But remember, if the person that your ad appeals to is not the type of person that is a good buyer for your business, you're investing heavily and wasting your time and money. This is what most people get wrong. This is how you make ads that last forever. All right, so let's wrap this up with the three things you absolutely have to know. Number one, ads do the targeting. Make sure that your ad appeals to your target customer. We're not using interest groups or detailed targeting or custom audiences or lookalikes ever again. We want ads to succeed. We want them to get better over time, and we never want them to fatigue. So make sure that who that ad appeals to is the same type of person that you want to be seeing your marketing. Number two, test with purpose. Every single creative test should either be designed to do one of two things. First, take your best ads and make them better. Or two, find a different type of person to target with your ads. You have customer avatars. Maybe you're crushing against one. Go start targeting the other so that you can scale the volume of your business. That's it. It's either scaling volume or scaling efficiency, or you are wasting your time. And the last thing, only ever use dynamic creatives in the 3-2-2 method. If you are still building post IDs, if you are still guessing at what the machine wants and doing a test where you are playing the lottery and the vast majority of your money goes to the worst performing assets, you are going to lose. When you use dynamic creatives, you're letting Facebook's artificial intelligence spend the vast majority of your money on the people that are gonna be most receptive to your advertising, and that's how you win. With all of this, ultimately what you're going to get are ads that never fatigue and ad accounts that get smarter and scale with confidence. And you'll never have to worry about this stuff ever again. If you're interested in really upping your game and really taking the power back and successfully scaling with confidence, I highly recommend that you check out the Facebook Ads MBA program. Here's a great video on just that. You can see everything that you're buying into. It's a worldwide community with weekly classes, mentorship, and one-on-one consulting that's a lifetime membership, and you get to talk to me to make your business successful.